Well, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday where Angel and I take some time. We answer questions that people have sent in from all over the country, and we've got a boatload today, Angel. So hey, let's just jump in.
Don't forget to please share this video with friends. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to subscribe. That really helps us a whole lot.
It is electronic age, and it works. It does.
It does. And also, please remember, we do have a podcast three times a week.
Yes.
We now have Joe and I on Mondays, and then Josh and Joe.
Josh and Joe.
On Wednesdays.
On Wednesday.
And coming from a different, younger perspective.
Yes.
And then on Fridays, we got Heroes of the Bible.
Yeah, that's real good.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, let's get started. My husband and I are young newlyweds and feel like there is so much to learn about each other. I tend to want to be perfect at this marriage thing already, and I'm setting high expectations for myself and for him.
Oh, God bless.
And I keep falling short. I have come to realize that I need help in this area of being patient with myself. Do you have any advice for me?
Yes, I do. The Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. There are no perfect people. They're just getting back up people. When Jesus got a staff, he got 12 apostles. And the Bible lists all the stupidity that they did, mistakes they made, sins they committed. They're normal people. God uses normal people.
Yeah, and it's different. You know, my first marriage, I was 20, and I was high strung. And we got in an argument on our way home from the honeymoon, and it lasted for 6 months.
Come on. Yes, sir. We're married now.
And now with you, when we got married, I was considerably older.
And wiser.
Uh-huh.
Calmer.
And much calmer.
More peaceful.
Yes. So the adjustment period has been a lot easier.
Yes. I have no opinion.
That is so not true. He claims to not have an opinion, but he does. Very opinionated. And
whoa.
He claims to defer completely to me every time, which he does do a lot.
A lot. I do.
A lot. But I can name a few instances.
One hand is probably.
I don't think so. One thing about Joe, he's good at praising himself.
Bible says David went out in the woods and encouraged himself.
That's right.
Sometimes you just got to go in the bathroom, shut the door, and look in the mirror and just talk to yourself. You're doing good, son. You're doing real good.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's normal to go into marriage with some high expectations.
Too high. Everybody does it. Starts with that elaborate wedding and the fancy cake and inviting all the guests and feeding them food and the expensive honeymoon.
And what you're not taking into consideration, what I didn't take into consideration, was that my first husband came from a divorce background. I did not. Our idea of what a family looked like was very different. He had been raised in boarding schools, and I had parents that were still married and were married till my father passed.
Yeah.
So
it's still two opposites coming together. A marriage is two different people from two different families of two different sexes with two different IQs, two different GPAs becoming one, and that will take a lifetime.
It will. It does. And it's growing together.
Yes.
And it's just like Joe's book. You don't find a good marriage. You build one.
Sure.
And
that building
starts the second you say, I do.
Woo, have mercy. Scales fall from your eyes. Revelation comes from heaven. What did I just do? You married into that, and every nut in the family tree comes with it.
That is the truth. Do you ever get to a place where you start going, uh-oh, family reunion's coming up?
You just need to know you're normal. You're just normal. There are no perfect marriages. There's people that are growing, and you want to grow every day, and you get to repent every day and forgive every day and grow every day.
Yeah.
So we're not perfect. We're just getting back up. Praise God. It's encouraging.
And I think the best thing to do is just be very quick to repent.
Oh, yes.
Be very quick to accept forgiveness.
Yes.
And to forgive.
Yes, and don't let the sun go down in your wrath, and I can't do that. I've been married for 4 weeks. I said, well, you need to kind of roll your cares over in the Lord, for he cares for you. Give it to God, because you can't change a human. You're not God.
And please, make a determination in your heart that the divorce word will not come out of your mouth.
Doesn't come out of your mouth one time. Nope.
It's not an option.
No, it is not.
You're going to work it out.
Yes.
Those are all good steps to get started.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Joe, have you ever had times when you thought God wasn't coming through? How do you keep standing when it seems it's taking so long? Boy, the children of Israel surely had to ask this question.
Yeah.
How do you know you aren't doing something wrong that is stopping God from being able to help you?
Well, there's a great scripture, having done all to stand therefore. What does that mean? I'm doing everything I know to do. Good. Let's keep doing it. When's it going to happen? I don't know. I'm not a wizard. I don't have a magic wand. That's God's job. My job is to do everything I can do. Have you done everything you can do? I don't know. I mean, we've all been through that where we think, remember when my 18-month-old baby was diagnosed with spinal meningitis, and I'm at church preaching, and all of a sudden my wife's supposed to be at the second service, and I get a call from the hospital. Hey, Joe, you got to come to the hospital. What? Why? Your baby's in the hospital. No, my baby's at home with my wife. No. So I drive to the hospital. My 18-month-old is unconscious, running a high fever, and they've got her in intensive care, and they have to do two spinal taps on her, and they say has spinal meningitis, and I didn't know what that was. So my doctor comes out. She has a 50-50 chance of living. I've just come from church. I'm preaching about Jesus. And I'm thinking, where did I open the door? Did I open the door? Did I let this happen? Did I sin about it? Got some secrets in my life I don't know about? So I'm sitting there in the emergency room just trying to think, do I need to repent, forgive, plead the blood, bind the devil? What do I need to do? And I remember after a few minutes, you know, my wife's talking with the nurse. I've done everything. I don't know what else to do. So we went up to ICU. Doctor comes back out. All we've done, we just, well, Father, I thank you. Long life will you satisfy me and my family, show me the salvation. And so did you feel anything? I didn't feel nothing. I'm the same with God. Says the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. I don't know what else to do except say what the Bible says. Say what God says. With long life you'll satisfy us. And so I would say my baby will live and not die. My baby will live and not die. So 10 days in ICU, they said she was going to die, and now she's going to live, but now she's going to live. She's going to be mentally retarded. No, she's not going to be mentally retarded, but she's lost her hearing. No, she's not lost her hearing. Her hearing's come back. And so the hell just pounded on us for 10 days. For 10 days, I lived in a hospital with my baby's life. And then 10 days later, my doctor comes in and said, we can't find anything else wrong with her. Take her home. And so what happened? Well, hell showed up. Hell showed up in Jesus' life. Jesus never sinned. Hell made a run at Jesus every day of his life. The Apostle Paul, that prayed in the Holy Ghost more than anybody, wrote 2/3 New Testament, had hell every day in his life. Both sank, got whipped, got arrested. It's like, what'd you do so wrong? Nothing. I'm just trying to preach the gospel. When you start preaching the gospel, sharing Jesus, hell's going to show up.
Yeah.
We live on an alien planet. Satan's the god of this planet. Jesus isn't Lord over this planet. Jesus is Lord over me, not this planet. That's why there's wars, disasters, famines, earthquakes. What's going on? Is God mad? No, God's not allowed down here unless he's invited. That's when we're supposed to pray. So the Bible explains everything, but you got to read it. I used to tell people, I was an engineer. We came with a book, but you got to read the book.
It's so true. You were preaching the other day about the children of Israel, how time after time after time, God was trying to get them to use their faith.
Yes.
And time again, they didn't.
Nope.
I remember when I went through the divorce, and, you know, most people, when they go through a divorce, don't lose their entire life's work, too. So I had been in the ministry my whole life. Suddenly, that's yanked out from under me. I have to start a new career.
You've got your husband, your job, your whole life. Everything just
disappeared. Most of my friends.
It disappeared.
Most everything.
Yeah, everything disappeared.
It was just a
clean
total,
sweep.
It was. And so I remember that several years went by, and it just got harder and harder and worse and worse.
Where's Santa Claus at? I ain't even seen Easter Bunny.
Yeah, I mean, it just seemed to get worse and worse. And it did. It felt like God had abandoned me.
Yep.
But I realized the other day when you were speaking and you were talking about the children of Israel, it wasn't until I opened my mouth and I said these words, God, did you forget about me? And I started to cry. And immediately, someone knocked on my door and changed everything. The whole time, I'm thinking about the 6 years that I just let it go on and get worse and worse and worse and just accepted it as, well, this is part of my new life.
This is part of the will of God for my life. It's just
I was
God's
the pro
will.
Hold up. I could have stopped that a lot earlier than
yep.
I did.
Oh, yeah. We're all in charge.
And so many times, it's you know, I always say, you know, we sometimes say we were waiting on God, but really he's waiting on us. He's done everything he's going
Nobody
to do.
Nobody has ever waited on God.
No, because he's given us his son.
Yeah.
He sent us the Holy Spirit. He's given us all the equipment. He's given us the word. And we have a lot
God
more.
Knows what we're going to think before we think it, guys. God sees us 5 seconds from now, 5 minutes from now, 5 hours, 5 days, 5 months, 5 years. God sees the future. I don't, but God does. There's no time in heaven. God looks out into time. So God already sees where we're going.
Yeah.
And if we'll ask him, he'll give us direction. But otherwise, he'll just stare at us.
Yeah, and sometimes you just realize, well, like a woman I know one time said she had a husband that was – this isn't funny. I don't know why I just laughed, to be honest with you. This was serious. But she said, but I do have a problem of laughing at very inopportune times that I don't know what that is. My daughter has it too.
It's strange sense of humor.
It is. So, but she said, she's very serious talking to me. Her husband had been running around on her and cheating on her. And she had put up with it and put up with it. She said, one day I just woke up and said, what fool we put up with this? And then she said, hey, wait a minute, I'm that fool. And sometimes
it's not funny, but it's true.
But sometimes we're putting up with circumstances and we go, what dummy would put up with this? And then one day you go, wait a minute,
yep.
I'm not dummy. I have just accepted it as life as usual.
Yes.
And it's that's an interesting thing that the devil does. He slowly creeps in to try to lull us to sleep, to think, oh, this is
exactly what happens.
This isn't a bad thing. It just might be a little irritating. But then you start having those little foxes join together.
Yep.
And
the devil doesn't show up with horns and pitchfork puking green stuff out of his mouth. The devil's smooth, slick. He's going to lie to you. He's going to get you to make the wrong decision. But he'll sound good. It'll sound smooth and sweet. But the problem is all those smooth words got death attached to it. And that's why you got to be in the Word of God every day, meditating the Word day and night. Then you'll prosper and have good success. I'm not having any success. We might want to open your Bible and read something.
Well, and the Bible says that there's three things that choke out the Word.
Yes.
The cares of this world.
Ooh, a lot of those going on.
Yeah, there are a lot of those going on. Like the deceitfulness of riches.
Oh, money fixes everything. If I just had a lot of money, I'd be the happiest person in the world.
If I had the lottery, if I could just hit that lottery.
Yeah, I just get that lottery, man.
And the deceitfulness of riches and the lust of other things.
Oh, I want their stuff. I wish I had their stuff. I'd have to live that house. I want their car. I want their job. I want their spouse. I want their children. I want their life. I want what they've got. Yeah, put that on the billboard. Ding, ling, 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 ling.
Yeah, that'll choke it right out there, folks. Joe, thank you for that example.
Woo. Read your Bible. Just read a proverb a day for a month. It'll change your life forever. I promise. Just one proverb a day for a whole month will change your life. Oh, my goodness. I done blessed myself.
Well, let's see. Let me read today's parenting lesson. If a two-year-old says, I'm going to puke, for the love of God, don't call her bluff. That is Woo! The truth. My son, he would always be like, he needed permission. He'd say, I don't feel very good. And I go, do you feel like you need to throw up? Okay.
Yeah, not here, not here, not here. Wait.
And, yeah, and so it would just be right. I mean, the second Ooh. I said that, he said, okay, it would just be.
Very obedient child. God bless.
Yes, he was. Oh, my goodness, that's so funny. Joe, we've got a new book out. Let's talk about it for just a second. I can't even believe I don't even have a copy here with me.
Great book. Best one we've written so far.
If I had somebody like Mike that was a competent person that was on the draw.
I hear Mike coming. I hear him coming. I see movement.
This is the first book Joe and I did together.
Yes. First of many.
And it is called, oh, thank you, Mike. Look at you, so on the ball. It's called Smart Moms.
Ooh, that's a good title.
And it's a great title. Mm. And it was fun to write it.
It was.
Joe wrote the basic thing, and then I came in and gave my input.
The female side of the story.
Yes, it's really, it's for mothers.
Yes.
But this is a great gift to give away. This is a great, you know, it'd be a great teaching even to do for a Sunday school or Bible study.
Smart moms think different. Smart moms talk different, what they say. Smart moms do things different. It's what they do, and it's what they pray. Smart moms know how to pray. It's all biblical, all scripture, man. It's really, really good.
It is.
And it's simple to do. See, it doesn't make life a greased banana peel. Everybody has challenges, but what we want to do, we want to be overcomers and champions and winners. So I don't mind going to war. I just want to make sure I win.
Yeah, so this is great. Joe has a teaching series on it. Then we wrote this book together. So check it out at Joe.
It is a great book. It'll help. .com. It really
yeah,
encourage.
We do love you. Well, Joe, I love you today. I had a little garlic, and I didn't notice if you could notice it over there.
I love garlic.
It's a good thing if you want to kiss me later.
Well, I haven't eaten any yet. I need to eat some to match up with you.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your partnership with this ministry. I can't tell you how much of a gift it is. I mean, just the other day, someone out of the blue that you hadn't heard from in years sent a check, and we did not have a meeting booked that week, and it helped carry the staff and everything through that week. It was just a massive gift. And so,
and it helped us do a couple of projects we were working on and get them done.
So, yes.
It's a great blessing.
So
nobody does
this
by themselves. No one person gets anything done. It takes a lot of people together. And so it's called the body of Christ.
Yeah, if you've ever thought about maybe I would like to give, even if it's just a couple dollars a month or...
Yeah, we still take $5 bills, believe it or not, and $10
or whatever,
bills.
Whatever
and
it is that you feel like you can do. What you're doing is helping to sow seed towards families.
It's great
and
ground,
unity.
Guys.
It is. And if you need to, if you're having struggles in your family, this would be a great opportunity to sow a seed.
Yep.
We love you so much. Thank you for joining with us on Mailbag Monday.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.